Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Episode 31, for those of you keeping track at home, 31 in your playbook, number one in your heart. Hello, Aaron. We are in week three of the NFL season and podcast number 31. We have our good friend and colleague, Peter Schrager, on the podcast today. For those of you that ever watched Quarantine Q&A, it was a little show that we did to all stay together talking about football. It was on, whatever we were on.
Who knows?
Every now and then we made it onto TV. Who knows? But we love Schrager and we have got a story for you guys. We had a great dinner over the weekend with a lot of hilarity that ensued. So he will join us later.
Yeah.
How was your week? You were actually off on a Sunday. Was that weird?
Well, I FaceTimed you feeling very hungover, but yeah, it's always weird because you feel like you need to be just like involved, know the storylines. I mean, I was texting you nonstop about what you were hearing about injuries, watching the Carolina game, watching the Tampa game for our games this weekend. So it's just crazy. Mondays are nutty for me when I have two games in 1 week because you're trying to get, you know, everything done before you leave on Wednesday and then you've got a game Sunday, we've got something to go to on Saturday. It's a whole situation, you know?
A whole situation. Since we were on here last week, though, you went to Washington for your Thursday night game. And there was you've been really great on the IG, by the way. For those of you that don't follow us on Instagram, you should. Aaron puts amazing stuff on there. I'm still working. I need to be better.
At Calm Down Podcast. Check it out.
Yep. And also, she's wearing our Calm Down sweatshirt, which if you want any of our merch, calmdownpod.com for all of that. How cute was Brittany, who does my makeup on Sundays, and her mom, Jeanette, works at Fox. I saw her in the hallways, and she had a Calm Down sweatshirt.
Aww,
she's like, do you like
this?
I know. Sweet. Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah.
She bought it, so I thought that was very sweet. But you had a game on Thursday in Washington, and it was a torrential downpour. What are we doing? Now, you put the rain pants on. When did the rain pants come off?
I had full gear on. It was a torrential downpour. There was shelter in place, flooding, all the things for pregame. I was excited to get out on the field, talk to the guys as they're warming up, grab Sterling Shepard, grab, you know, Saquon, see how he's doing, grabbing some guys from the defense. And all of a sudden, it's raining cats and dogs. I am way too old to be out there in the pouring rain. I was like, nope, been there, done that. So I just stayed in front of their locker room and waited for them to come out and said hi to guys. And they were all making fun of my head to toe, rain pants, raincoat, rain hat. And then literally 4 minutes before my first hit, it stopped raining. And I was like, F this. And I ripped it all off and still had my rain boots on and did the thing. And the game was crazy. Like it, I thought actually Daniel Jones, I had New York sideline. It was crazy. Taylor Heinicke, I screwed his name up on halftime, and that gave me
And you're
me
beating yourself
pants.
Up over it. And I'm like, you're human, and you know his name's Taylor, and we're fine.
I apologize, Taylor, not Tyler. Those are the things that give me chest pains. You could do a total, like a game, and it could go well. It didn't go my side's way, so I didn't have the post-game interview. But then you get in the car and you look at Twitter and people are like, you dumbass, it's Taylor, not Tyler. And it ruins your night. Ruins your night.
Oh, but I think that there's a lesson in this. And we were talking about it actually at dinner, how much I appreciate how hard you are on yourself after something like that, because you're the top in this industry at your job and you still beat yourself up over it. And what I equated that to is, you know, the Tom Brady's of the world and the guys that are at the top of their respective sport and still beat up on themselves for the mistakes that they made. And so I can appreciate that you're competitive. I can appreciate that you appreciate that you respect your position enough to make sure that you do it correctly, but you're also allowed an error. No one's questioning your intelligence. My favorite is when Twitter's like, you're an idiot, and they use the wrong use of your. So you know what? Yeah. We're good here. Okay, so that was Thursday night, and then you got to watch games on Sunday. So that's always fun. And
excited about the Monday night game tonight to see how Green Bay rebounds. What do you have going on? Because I feel like you have you've been teasing.
Okay, so you and I communicate throughout the day, all day, every day. And I was like wanting to tell you this story as it was happening in real time so bad, but I was like, I'm going to save it for the pod because I'm dying to know your take on it. Okay, so I'm going to set the scene. I take the dogs, the days that the dogs don't go with their dog walker, I take them to the dog park because I always feel like you have to, you know, these big dogs need to run. Go to a dog park right by my house. Been doing this for years. I mean, I've had Willis 8 years. I've had Daisy 4 years. We get it. Normal day at the dog park. And all of a sudden, I'm walking towards the gate to go grab Daisy because I'm going to put her collar back on and we're going to leave. And I see a police officer walking into the park. And I was like, ooh, someone's in trouble.
The
police officer goes, whose shepherd is that? Sterling Shepherd? No. I said, oh, it's mine. Why? And he goes, do you have a license for the shepherd? And I go, I don't know what that means. I was
is
like,
he driving? License?
Yeah, I was like, I mean, I wish he could drive. I mean, I too would love a driver. Donald Driver? Okay, stop playing this game. I was like, I don't have a license for the dog. I was like, I adopted her. Like, do you want that paperwork? Like, what do you mean a license? And he goes, oh, then you're going to be fined. And he pulls out his little tag.
What?
And I go, what are you talking about? I've never heard of this in my life. And he points to this obscure sign that is freaking in the other side of the park. And he was like, it says very clearly in the Santa Monica jurisdiction, you need to have a license for your dog. And I was like, what? So then Kyle's with me in the dog park. And he was like, sir,
my husband's a lawyer.
Yeah. And I will help him use it. And so I was like, well, so Kyle intervenes because at this point you better walk. I'm not going to start questioning authorities. And now I'm in handcuffs and we've got a whole problem. Kyle being the mild mannered person, he's like, sir, what's the problem here? And he was like, as I was telling your wife, you need to have your dog license. Meanwhile, I'm going to get Willis now because I'm like, we're out of here. And I go, sir, are you going to give the all these other people in here a ticket too? And he was like, well, I can only give one ticket at a time. Meanwhile, like little ants, everyone's fleeing the dog park because they see what's happening. And I go, oh, there's a ticket. I'm pointing at everyone as they're leaving the dog park. I go, hold on. Wait, you got to give them a ticket.
Is this offense you've committed or
thank
crime
you?
You've committed?
So I go and get Willis and he goes, wait a minute, you have two dogs? And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, I'm going to give you a courtesy and only give you a ticket for one. I go, absolutely not, sir. I said, I am not a rule breaker. I said, you give me a ticket for both of those dogs. Don't do me any favors. It's $100. Per dog.
For what? What did
for
you do
what?
Wrong?
Literally for what? Exactly.
Turn
okay.
Down
so
for
then,
what?
Exactly. And who let the dogs out? Not me anymore. Not at that
well,
park.
Apparently you did. You got a ticket.
Not with Paul Blart Mall Cop. I was like, do you have nothing to do today? What's going on?
Was he
on
packing?
Here?
Did he even have a gun?
I didn't see a gun. I didn't
Yeah.
Know.
Well,
no.
Then you know what? That's when people say I'm dating a model. Well, let me know. She's been in Vogue. She's not a model.
You let me know.
Yeah.
A real model. So I was, and then at this point, again, I'm like, I'm so angry. And while he's taking his sweet ass time to fill out everything other than my social security number on this ticket, right? I was like, you know what? I'm not going to leave my dog on a leash. I let them both off. I go, guys, run around.
run around because I was like, I'm not.
What's Kyle doing at this moment?
Kyle, of course, is like trying to get me under control. And I was like, sir, does it make you? And then I saw the body cam and I was like, Carissa, lock it up. OK, I was like, let's not get out of control. So I just politely took my ticket after that. I gave him the correct address and I was like, you know what? I will look into seeing how I can license my dog. I'm sorry that I'm at the dog park. So as this is happening, another girl starts to walk into the dog park and I'm like, I'm going to save her. I go, do you have a license for your dog? And she goes, what? I go, exactly. I go, go. I go, get out of here. You're going to get a ticket. No, I'm not kidding. She's like opening up the gate. I go over to her. I put my hand on the small of her back and I'm ushering her out of the dog park. I was like, leave now. I'm out there doing. So then you'll appreciate this. The next day I'm like, fuck it. I got to go back to the dog park. The dogs need to run around. So I took my ticket. Yeah. I taped it to my chest. I went back to the dog park. And if Paul Blart was there, I was going to say, I already got a ticket for this and I'm working on it. I've got 30 days according to the citation to get a license. So every day I show up at this dog park in between, I'm going to tape that ticket to my chest. And I sat there in the dog park with the ticket on my chest.
Park's closed. Moose out front. Should have told you. That's a little John Candy security line for you. That is crazy. How are people supposed to know that? Are you joking, sir? Like, you're not trying to break the law. What is this?
Literally,
you have bigger things to worry about out there. Could someone figure out this COVID mess before we're ticketing? I mean, what license to kill? What are we doing?
I mean, honestly, I go, oh, I'm sorry that I was adopting a dog. Like I was like stood on my high horse of adoption. Like, we're leaving. Oh, man. Anyway, so for those of
absurd.
You out there that have never licensed your dog, don't go to the Santa Monica dog park.
This guy. I mean, I get a question because here I start thinking conspiracy theories. Do you think somebody told on you? Do you think somebody saw you out there and somebody told?
Well, the only reason I feel like he didn't is that it wasn't a conspiracy, because the one remaining soul in the dog park after we left, I saw him walk up to like try to give somebody else a ticket that wasn't smart enough to leave with, you know, the mass exodus that was out of there before. But this girl was so cute. She waited for me in the parking lot. She goes, thank you so much. I've never heard of that. I was like, me neither.
I'd go to court over that just to create a stink. Oh, you know?
You know what? I'm going to get Matthew McConaughey in there, Kyle Thousand, to go throw on a suit. And we've got a job for you today,
this
kid.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. You wear your mask on a plane. You don't take it off. You're a law-abiding citizen. And this is the shit you get?
Yeah. And it wasn't like my dog was off the leash in the streets just roaming freely.
You love I'm cops. In a dog you park. Love the military. Like, come on.
Are you kidding me? I've dated cops and people in the military. I love them all. I've never dated a cop.
No
but
one screams USA more than you. Come
seriously.
On.
Pass my American flag that's hanging up in the media room. I swear to God. But anyways, I want to use this as a public service announcement. I appreciate that there's, you know, people out there patrolling the streets. But can we get me a warning next time? Not a ticket?
Give a girl a warning, you know?
Anyways, we'll be back with more. Shregs, coming up next.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Aaron, it's your first Mother's Day. I'm so excited for you. And guess what? So is Macy's, because they have the perfect gift guide to making picking out gifts for your mom easy this year. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas, perfect for anyone's style. My mom, she loves to garden. She loves flowers. She loves a floral gown. You heard me, floral gown.
Aww.
I know that Macy's Gift Finder will have the perfect suggestion for someone like her. So if you don't know what to get your mom or someone special in your life for Mother's Day, just remember
remember, Macy's Gift Finder has the perfect idea for anyone special in your life. Mother's Day is May 12th. Shop by price, category, or gifts like headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid camera, Samsung Smart TV, the frame. You can find it all on Macy's.com/giftfinder.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Is it upside down and backwards, or is it
no?
All right?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Okay, we don't have you very long. How are we doing?
Okay,
this?
We don't even need to start. Look at this guy. The scene of the crime. I think we'll call this. Big shout out to Craig.
Tell me when we're starting, because I'm trying
we're
to get
starting.
To,
we've already started.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
I just love Peter Schrager, our friend, and I'd love to say how many jobs he has. He has 700 and hopefully a brand new job coming up soon. We won't touch on it.
Yeah,
we're very
we'll
excited. But the best part is when we all decided to get together on Saturday, this past Saturday, and we'll get to that in just a minute. We talked about you being on the podcast, and I think I was worried because I was like, is this going to be all football? Now we're not even going to talk football.
No, can I, by the way, I'm flattered to be on the podcast. I've watched the Brian Baumgartner recently. I watched the Kevin Hart out of the gates, which was a big get. I'm happy to be on episode 31. I feel like if I didn't make the top 50, I would have been concerned. But if I'm on 31, I'm good.
Only Schrager does film study on podcasts.
I did.
The fact that I wanted to see.
Oh, clicked on God. The only two I gave a shit about, but other than that,
this is a by the way, this is a we're reunited of quarantine Q&A. Let's not forget where this all started.
We had a show, but here's my deal.
No one watched. It's fine.
No, it was good.
So good.
Mondays I do Good Morning Football. Tuesdays I do Good Morning Football and Colin Coward Show. Wednesdays I have to write a column. I can go through everything. Sunday night. I get in bed and I'm like, I'm going to watch the Sunday night game. I'm so tired. I do the Monday morning show. So I'm like 7 days a week football during football season. And I usually around like week 8 or week 9, I'll be honest with you guys, I'm like, I'm a little footballed out. I'd love anything. I'd love to watch. It's week 2. I might be footballed out. Like and then to hear that we're talking football on this podcast, I'm like, no. Anything other than football. Let's do it.
Well, I got a new show for you. Scenes from a Marriage. Oh shit. You guys, that is okay. Don't watch it if you have a dysfunctional relationship.
So Oscar Isaac is a Brooklyn guy. Okay. Oh. I see him a bunch. Are you into Oscar Isaac? Is he hot or is he like too artsy fartsy for you guys?
Too artsy for me, but his acting in this, I'm now into it because I'm a huge Jessica Chastain fan, but maybe we'll see her next time at Craig's. We only have you for a second because of all your jobs you just mentioned. So Aaron,
are they dating in real life?
No, he's married. He's married.
But
with
didn't
two kids.
He like caress her arm?
Yes,
wasn't that a whole thing?
Out in Venice on the red carpet. Yes.
Yeah, he like touched and caressed her arm.
But he's a great dad. I see him around with the kids. He seems like the man. I don't like to talk out of school here. I don't know what's going on in Hollywood.
We could talk about the word caressed. I'm not into that word.
That's a great word.
They're not together.
No, just
promo shoot.
Whoa. Cigars. So let's set the scene of the crime because we're not going to talk about football. We're going to talk about me going out on a school night, but it was really a school night for the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Aaron didn't have a game on Sunday, which rarely ever happens because she did the Thursday night game. So we were on a text chain earlier in the week asking Shregs if we wanted to do a dinner. Of course, we always want to spend time with him because he's in town in LA on the weekends for our show on Sunday. We said, who else would we want to invite to this dinner? We throw out a feeler to Colin Coward. He's all very busy. He didn't attend. His loss because...
His problem.
We'll alternate on who tells the story. But Shregs, I feel like you're a really good storyteller. And as our guest, be our guest, put our service to the test. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should start the story.
I get an Uber to a restaurant, which I'd never heard of.
What?
Admittedly, called Craig's. I'm not a LA guy. I don't do LA thing. I usually fly in. I sit at the hotel. I get my Jersey Mike's. I go to bed at 7 o'clock. In this case,
do you really get Jersey Mike's?
Of course. Club Sub number 9, Mike's way. All the oil, vinegar, and everything. It's great. It's delicious. not
doesn't hurt your tummy.
Endorser. Sorry. But I try to stay on East Coast time, honestly. So I get into LA on a Saturday. I do all my work for the show that Carissa and I are on, Fox NFL Kickoff, and I prepare. And then I like to get to bed by 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, knowing if I stay on East Coast time, my body's going to be all right. Well, you guys are like, let's get dinner. I'm like, great. Can we do it at 6 p.m.? Thinking I would be in bed by 7 o'clock. We just get a quick bite. We went to the coolest, trendiest, really good restaurant too. And I got there at 6 o'clock and it was empty. By 6:07, this place was absolutely packed. And, you know, I'm like, who's the reservation under? They're like, it's under Carissa. I'm like, I'm here for Thompson, whatever. They pointed us to a table that looked like it would be a bad one because it was literally on the men's bathroom. It was literally, there was a restroom and us. And I'm like, well, oof, I guess, okay.
No pull.
No pull. Carissa,
no pull.
Okay, Thompson. You guys know, should we have gone with another name? But we get there and we're having a good time. And the owner of the restaurant comes by, this gentleman named Craig. He seemed like a darling. And it looked like it was going okay. And I don't know, when do I pass the baton to when Jim Nance walks in?
Okay, there's so Craig
we didn't even
down.
Know he was there.
We did it. Craig sits down and he's so wonderful. And he's like, how are you guys doing? How's the evening going? Da, 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 da. And he goes,
love this guy.
The best. Jim Nance and Dr. Eletrage are here. You guys should go say hi. The famed doctor that is the Rams and the Dodgers doctor performs, like, you know, he does the best of the best.
Tom Brady's knee together.
He's
Brady's
the guy.
Knee together. Yeah, exactly. So we're like, well, we don't want to bother them. We don't want to go say hi. And he's like, no, they'd like to say hi to you. No, they wouldn't, but okay. So we get up reluctantly. We go over, say hi to Jim and Dr. Eletrage, and we're just chatting.
Could not
chatting.
Be better. Could not be friendlier.
Walked right over and said, hello, friends.
Hello, we friend. Did. Angel that he is. And Erin will be modest, so she's not going to say this, but I'll say this. Dr. Eletrage goes, oh, Tom and I were just talking about you, Erin. Casual. So here we go. Now, Jim has said, I'm also moving to Nashville. You're moving to Nashville. We're having a great time. This conversation
I got
to
say, the third gentleman at the table is a gentleman named Jim Rickoff, who is their producer, the equivalent of the Richie Zients on
Rich
the
Russo.
Fox A game or Rich Russo. You might hear those names. And Rickoff is a TV legend too. So immediately I glob on to him to just talk, you know, war stories and all that stuff. I love the sports media stuff. And okay, so is Romo still
before.
Got his fastball? Yeah, super nice guy. Yeah.
What I'm did he say, by the way?
Oh, he says Romo's the man. I'm like, okay, let's see. I don't, you know, the predicting plays thing. I don't know. You know, so we're having a blast. And it's three of us, three of them with kind of combined tables now. So now you got sports media powerhouse,
yeah,
Erin Andrews.
It was going
sports
down.
Media powerhouse, Jim Nance, Carissa. This doctor, Jim Rickoff, and myself. A good, if I went home right there, I'd say that is a good crew. And if, you know, you told me I got to see Jim Nance in LA at a restaurant, cool. Send me on my way. Let's go. Hello, friends. But there's more.
And at that point, I was still in the tequila sodas. Like, I was good with just having three. As I was stressing to the two of you, I had Carolina Panthers film I needed to go see. You two had an early bedtime. But then Craig laid it on us that NARS, I know, again, not a big thing for you, Peter, at this moment of your life, maybe at some moment. NARS, the big makeup company.
It's like he's wearing Malibu
line.
Bronzer and I need some right now.
I do too. Was having a big dinner outside. So again, two tequilas. I'm great. Got Carolina footage to watch. Let's go. Let's go talk to them about their
So who's them? It's
blush.
Like the CEO of NARS? Who was
it's
it?
Like all of the powerhouse people of NARS, which again, Erin, if it's free, it's
the
me.
Influencers? Like Instagram influencers?
No, the people.
The
people of NARS. Mm-hmm. And what
the
did
Jim
we
Rickoffs
say?
Of NARS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What did we
okay.
say right away, Carissa, when we heard NARS was there?
Orgasm blush.
Orgasm!
Anyone that knows, and by the way, we yell orgasm in the middle of Craig, so then that doesn't...
Jim Nance was like, friends, it's third and four, let's keep it down.
Let's go. We've got Spieth on six. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Turning our amen corner, coming around the corner. So we go outside, we ask, of course, for free samples, so that's great. We're excited. At this point, we've had Nance, we've got Eletrage, we got...
Can I tell you what's going on at the table? While you guys are doing the NARS thing, I am getting to know our waiter who I'm a married man. I have a I fell in love with the waiter, male waiter named Brian, and he's a Bills fan and he charms me and is like, I watch you in the mornings on Good Morning Football. Do we have a shot tomorrow in Miami? I'm like, a shot? You guys are going to blow them out. Tua, I don't know. So me and Brian, while you guys are doing your makeup lines, me and Brian are, I don't know, hot. It was good.
Once Brian figured out who you were, Brian couldn't stop. Like, he had a ton of questions for you.
Calling every Vegas. 5 seconds was asking, can I get you anything else? I was like, Brian, you want to sit down? There's an open chair. I was supposed to be calling, but it seemed like it's now your opportunity. So you know what? Wally pipped. So then we come back from the NARS convention and we sit back down. And Aaron, I think you saw Randy Gerber, or I did, or somebody. I was like, oh, there's Randy Gerber.
And where, Tequila!
Where Randy Gerber is, George Clooney is not far behind.
We hoped. Sometimes he's in Italy.
You know what? I too would be in Lake Como if I could. So he goes into this private room and I'm like, what's going on in there? You know? Oh, and the doors open, the sliding doors open. And now this table
Let me chime in. You're on it. Our table literally is our table literally when they seated us. When they seated us at the table. My New Yorker in me was borderline offended. I thought we were on a toilet. Literally, it was that close to the bathroom. What I didn't realize was that we were adjacent to a private room. And I'm thinking, all right, I don't know what's going on. Carissa, take it from here.
Well, no, you're a better story. Okay, I'll just say this. So the doors open and we're like, ooh, what's happening? And so I have a better sight line. If you, Shregs, you and I do, because Aaron's back's to it. And I, at this point, I want anyone to be George Clooney. So I'm like, oh, you guys, I just saw him. And Shregs, you're like, is that him? I go, it's him. Expediting the story, the doors open later at some point, and then we really see that not the guy that I thought was him or Ray Liotta at one point. I diagnosed incorrectly.
She said, no, it's Ray Liotta. Wasn't Ray Liotta.
By the way, who used to work in entertainment? I'd get all the celebrities wrong. Shocker. But I'm not going to get George Clooney wrong, because the last time I saw him, I was inebriated on a red carpet with him. So how could I forget that? So the doors open and I see him. It's like a glow.
There was a halo. There was a halo.
And I can't see him at this point. And there's women I can see in my view, because my back is to the door, and all the women look in and go, oh my God. It's like me seeing Mickey Mouse. It's like, there he is. Like, women. And there were like European women and they couldn't stop. And if anyone's there with their date, fuck the date. Yep. Because they are like, there he is.
So even Brian got a seat on the bench.
Brian didn't give a shit. Brian was into Schrager, and I was into him. So Brian has the private room wide open, and I'm like, dude, close the private door. I mean, literally, there would be like 24-year-old Ukrainian women like creeping up and taking pictures of like George Clooney sitting and drinking. I'm like, come on, he doesn't want this.
They're lined up going to the bathroom, remember?
They were fake lining up going to the bathroom, pretending they had to go to the bathroom, and then they were sneaking in photos. It was creepy. I never seen that before.
After I see that line to the bathroom, I have to go to the bathroom. And so I go into the men's room to go to the bathroom. Then I get accosted from security saying I'm not allowed to do that. That was the second time this week I've went into the men's restroom when I'm not supposed to. But that's not important here. Shregs? Go.
That's it. Hey, if at first you fail, you know, that's it. You go for it. I love that. So I'm talking to Brian, and then I'm talking to someone. I'm like, close the door. We're nobody compared to George Clooney, but let's close the door against privacy. And Craig interjects, comes over like, no. These guys haven't hung out together in like a year because of COVID. This is their first time hanging. They don't want to be trapped in this private room. They want the doors open. And I'm like, well, then let's go. Hello, Friends is right. And then we think of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Erin, it's your first Mother's Day. I'm so excited for you. And guess what? So is Macy's, because they have the perfect gift guide to making picking out gifts for your mom easy this year. Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas, perfect for anyone's style. My mom, she loves to garden. She loves flowers. She loves a floral gown. You heard me, floral gown.
Aww.
I know that Macy's Gift Finder will have the perfect suggestion for someone like her. So if you don't know what to get your mom or someone special in your life for Mother's Day, just remember Macy's Gift Finder has the perfect idea for anyone special in your life.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Shop by price, category, or gifts like headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid camera, Samsung smart TV, the frame. You can find it all on Macy's.com/giftfinder.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And then we think of a plan.
And that plan is, Schrager goes, everyone loves Jim Nantz. I'm on to you. I'm like, there's no way we're leaving this place without a full party in this room together. So Jim Nantz enters the scene and the doors
you
open.
You bring him in.
I bring him in. I go over and get Jim. Of course, he wants to say hello. George wants to say hi to Jim. It's a whole thing. And ta-da. So once Jim enters the room, now the floodgates open. Greg comes in. Erin comes in. We got the whole get-along gang.
No, no. No, Erin, no, no.
Erin timidly walked in
Schrager
the room.
Schrager and I were hiding. We were hiding. Schrager, tell our side of the story.
I thought it was adorable. And I have known Erin now for a couple of years. We don't go back 20 years. I don't know you guys socially, like when we're out. Like, Erin was the most shy. Adorable, shy. Like, it was almost like she saw, like, you know, the star of ER and didn't want to bother him at the table that she's been watching since the 90s or whatever it is. Carissa, you're out there, you're going, you're making these efforts for all of us to be friends. You're the best. Like, I need you always out there. The best. Erin is sitting there, like, do we go over? And then Craig, to his credit, is like, guys, come on in. What are we doing here? Just come on in, be comfortable. Puts us at the table with Clooney and his crew.
And I was like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
And
I
mean, what does Clooney say? What does Clooney say to Erin? He says, oh, Erin Andrews, I'm a huge fan.
Exactly. And she was like, you watch me. And then she's like, this is Peter Schrager. He's on Good Morning Football. And I was like,
yeah,
you're adorable. She's giving
that was
like,
cool.
It was great.
And the whole room cheered for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my line was, I'm here with both of them. And guys, you're probably wondering, who is this guy? I will exit left. And I got a little chuckle out of everybody.
I left too really fast. I was so uncomfortable. I left.
And yet, as cool as Clooney is, and he was so nice to us, and he was so gracious,
nice.
And he was so friendly. My childhood idol walked in a few minutes later, and I didn't have the courage to say a word to this person.
Do you mean that woman?
Yes. Mole.
That was your idol?
I'm a blue.
He's misusing the word. It's not idol. His crush.
Not idol. I'm a warm-blooded American male. For the listeners, Cindy Crawford walks in the room.
Oh, yeah. I forgot she walked in. To the point, I yelled, who is this broad? Because
no,
I saw another broad.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I thought she would, not to her, but to you. I said it to Craig and you guys.
You didn't, you didn't see her face.
Yeah, because I didn't see her face. I just saw her like body and her hair. And I said, there's another girl trying to get in there. Well, yeah, it's Cindy Crawford trying to go in and say hello to her husband and her
Cindy
friend.
Crawford, who I don't know. I'm not, again, I am not a TMZ guy. I'm not a celebrity gossip guy. Cindy Crawford, when I was a kid, the Pepsi commercial, everything. I mean,
the
movie
video.
Copycat. You want to go down the list. I love Cindy Crawford. She looked angelic.
Incredible. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's married to Randy Gerber, who was at the table and his partners with George Clooney and the liquor company. And I, at that point, I'm like, I am a kid from Freehold, New Jersey, who grew up eating McDonald's and playing Manhunt with my friends in the cul-de-sac. I'm at a table with George Clooney, Cindy Crawford, Jim Nantz, Erin Andrews, Carissa Thompson. And I'm like, this is too much. It's time for it's time for me to call the Uber. It's just, it's not going to get any better than this. And I did. And that is where we exit. And oh my God, if I wanted a welcome to Los Angeles night, I had it with you two.
And then let's do a flashback. So we'll do an early dinner, right? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
Perfect.
I didn't watch film and I had the worst headache the next day. I mean, Carissa was like ordering drinks and kept pouring her drink into mine. That's my fault.
Can I tell you something? Carissa had as good of a Fox NFL kickoff as she's ever had. Honestly, she was on fire. Great energy. On point. Follow-up questions. Like if you watched yesterday's show, we were really good as a show. And I would say Carissa was our leader and was fantastic.
Okay,
and I
love
no
you,
doubt
Greg.
She would. No You're, doubt.
You know who's watching? George Clooney. He told
us. I'm sure he was.
He did tell us because I went into a whole 10-minute long dissertation about my time in Cincinnati, which consisted of 10 minutes, and my Joe Burrow interview. I was like, so what do you think? He was probably like, can we just get back to the group dinner I was with as I'm trying to like break down the, you know, state of the union with him and the Cincinnati Bengals. But how isn't he? I used to always say the bigger the star, the nicer they are. And when people would ask me who was my favorite person to interview, and it was always him. Like he is just, now you guys can attest, like the nicest, most down-to-earth person. And when in doubt, invite Jim Nantz because no one doesn't love Jim Nantz.
Well, it's not only no one doesn't love. Everyone sees comfort in Jim Nantz because you've watched the Masters. You've cried to watching Phil on the 17th hole. Like you've done it all with Jim Nantz. He's called the Final Four. He's called, so like, even if you're George Clooney or Leo DiCaprio or Justin Timberlake
or Ray Liotta,
Kevin Hart or whoever, or Ray Liotta,
or
whoever you want to say, if you see Jim Nantz and you hear that voice, it puts you in just like
a warm blanket.
Sports, a warm blanket. And I think Joe Buck is probably similar. It's like, I know this guy, even though I might not know this guy. And Clooney loved talking with Jim Nantz. And guess what? We gave George Clooney the opportunity on Saturday night.
Exactly, Schrager. That is a perfect way to, you know what? Because we're making dreams happen. We're connecting dots. We're out here just connecting the constellations for the Big Dipper.
Mm-hmm. Carissa, I didn't ask you this, but I couldn't even look at George Clooney because I was so embarrassed. I was, by the way, like that 15-year-old boy that just like asked the girl to like the dance.
You were so quiet and so adorable.
It was so gross. Did he smell good? Because you were like basically right up next to him.
Yeah, I mean, I was like massaging his shoulders. I mean, just give the guy, what happened to 6 feet? We still have COVID protocol, Carissa. Relax. He always smells good.
He was so, so nice. And his voice was terrific. And yes, it was a moment.
And can I say something? The guys he rolls with, they were cool as shit. Like,
cool.
He was with normal guys. And I think, Hollywood celebrity, it's going to be a bodyguard. No, these are like normal guys that anyone would have grown up in their hometown. So this is probably nauseating for everyone at home to hear three people at entertainment talk about how cool this other guy in entertainment was. But we're all just awestruck that freaking George Clooney was at the table next to us. It was pretty neat.
Hey, look, you leave those doors open. We're coming in, you know?
Oh, my God.
The Ukrainian girl wanted to just have, you know, but he was cool with it. Leave it open.
All
let them
the
see.
Girls wanted to go in.
I felt for him, though. And real, my last thing, and I guess you guys probably feel this, too. Like, and it's not a fishbowl, but like he sits down at a table and literally 60 different people are their meals stop and are just staring and taking photos of him. Do you think that's every day of his life?
Yeah, that's why he lives in Italy.
Yeah.
But he chose to go to Craig's and he left the door open. I mean, he wanted it to be out a little bit.
He wanted a normal
saying,
night.
Whatever.
He felt cooped up.
You wanted to see who was at the petting zoo, you know?
Yeah.
Before we let you go, because we know we have to, what do you like about this comes out on Thursday? What do you like about, I guess, my game? Carolina, they looked fantastic against the Saints. And what are some storylines you like going into this weekend?
I'm so pissed I didn't take your bet on that. I ate shit on my Saints
bet. I was so confident, too.
I was so dumb. I know. I'm sorry.
I just knew, and I'm sorry. I told Carissa 1,000 times the Panthers were like the lock of the week. The Saints had just been way too high after the Packers and then lost all their players, coaches with COVID, and then Marshawn Lattimore was out. But the Panthers are fun and they're interesting. They could very easily be 3-0 by the end of this week, and we're going to be like, are they good?
I think they're going to be.
Young defense. Brian Burns, really good young player. Jeremy Chin, great new personality, second-year player. But what I'm fascinated by...
Your Carolina Panthers?
My Carolina Panthers. What I'm fascinated by is what's going on with the Texans quarterback situation. So it's early in the week. I don't know if Tyrod Taylor is going to play. If it's a rookie, Davis Mills, third-round pick out of Stanford, welcome to the big national Showtime game because everyone's going to be watching on Thursday night.
Robbie Anderson and Sam Darnold look very comfortable together. They have a great connection.
Cute.
That was good.
How cute is Robbie Anderson forgetting that that mascot was a panther and he called it a bear? Sir Purr. It's one of my favorite things. If you guys know what we're talking about, just Google Robbie Anderson and mascot. It's very funny.
You should. That's right. It's good.
We what love you.
Aaron, the one that I'm interested in, though, is will you be on the sidelines for Rams-Buccaneers Sunday? Which sideline will you be on? And how is that decided when you've got two sideline reporters assigned to the game? Is it a flip of the coin? Or do you have seniority and get to just pick?
I am not going to divulge I'm freaking, I can't wait. And Shregs, I know it's only week three. Obviously, we just saw week two. Your thoughts on what we saw out of Tampa Bay and their defense as well. I mean, I was telling Chris that Greg Olsen, maybe I just told my dad, Greg Olsen just basically said, you've got to play the perfect game to beat them. Yes, it's early, but what are your thoughts about them?
So I texted, and I don't like doing this. Like I texted a very high-level NFL coach, a guy that I really respect. And I said, and it was during the game, I'm in the air and I'm watching it. It's 28-25. And this coach had already played earlier in the day and he was watching the game too. And I said, gosh, they're letting Atlanta hang around. And he wrote back, they look bored. They'll win by 20. And they did. Like, it was almost like they were like, all right. Like, because they could have buried Atlanta, beat them by 50. It was that one-sided. Atlanta crawled back. It's amazing. And Kyle Brandt, my colleague on Good Morning Football, had this stat. I can't imagine this. Brady's a few touchdown passes away from having more touchdown passes in his 40s than he did in his 20s. And he's still just 44.
Because he's never had this many weapons.
It's incredible. He threw five and like quietly, threw five touchdown passes quietly on Sunday. And, you know, the Rams are going to have a defensive game plan and they beat him last year in Tampa. I don't know. It's really hard to stop what they've got going on right now.
Al Michaels brought that up on that Thursday night game where he said, is he even better now than he was in his 20s? And they were saying, yeah, because he's seen everything.
Everything.
There's not a defense. There's not anything scheme that you can throw in front of him, for him that he hasn't seen. So
I think there's a challenge for us as sports media, how to skin this cat any different way. So like we wake up in the morning, I do a daily show and it's like, it's one thing if it's a weekly show and Coach Wonstadt or Strahan or Jimmy on the weekly morning show is like, hey, here's what makes Brady great. To do it every day, it's really like, what's the fresh perspective? This guy, he's an alien. He's modern science defied. And it's like, how do you have a fresh perspective on Brady after doing this for 20 years and every day being even better than the last one? It's an amazing story. And yet I think there's almost, I have not fatigue, but like, I don't know how else to describe it, how good it is.
Mm-hmm. It's a good problem. It's awesome. Do you have a calm down award or do you want us to let you go?
I have a calm down award before I go. Let me tell you something, America, and all you out there in Los Angeles going to Craig's or Jersey Mike's and everything in between. I've heard something during the pandemic, during the quarantine, and during the summer that New York City is dead. Calm down, folks. New York City is alive. It's as good as it's ever been. It is on fire in a good way right now. People are out. People look great. They spent the quarantine reassessing things. People left. Guess what? People left. They went to the suburbs. You know what? We didn't want them anyway. Those are the tools. Those are the people we didn't want here. The cool people stayed and cool people are moving in. So to everyone who says New York City is dead, as a New York City resident, I will tell you, New York City is alive and well. And if you're cool enough, I would love to show you my city next time you are in town, anyone listening. But if you're scared of New York City or you think it's a terrible place, please keep saying that and stay in your suburbs behind your white picket fences. I'm good where I am. Let's go.
Let's go. Brian just texted me and said, when can he meet you in New York? I don't know.
I've got a room for Brian anytime he wants.
Tip your waiter 20% unless his name's Brian. Then you invite him over.
Anytime Brian the waiter wants to come to New York, I'll give him 3 months he can stay with me.
Oh my God, I love it. Shrake, thank you.
Love you.
You guys are great. Thanks for inviting me on.
Bye, honey. See you next week. Dinner at 6.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it. State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.